Okay, this is some general feedback from the first report. Firstly, I've got to say that everyone made a really good effort at submitting something for this first assessment, and I know it's quite difficult doing your first assessment and not realizing exactly what the standards are and what's required of you, so all of you have done that very well. This is just some general feedback. I got specific podcasts for each one of you, which are around about 5 minutes in length, giving you some feedback and some things to focus on, so you should listen to them. They'll be emailed to you. The grades are up, so you'll be able to see them as well. Things that I've got to say is think about the things that you can do easily. For example, think about the way in which you present your work. 750 words is not a lot, and it's generally fairly easy to read, but think about the way in which you present it to make the person who's marking it, the person who's reading it, a whole lot easier for them to follow. There are a number of different methods of presentation, but always put what the question is that you're going to be answering on there, whether that be on the front cover, which is usually good. And you can also put in a few more subheadings should you wish. For example, things like introduction, maybe introducing your coaching model or the one that you're going to be evaluating, and maybe then having some discussion around that. And then, of course, having your reference list next. And we have had a few differences in the way in which we've referenced, and I've highlighted these to you on a number of levels. And then the appendices should be there, and that's where the coaching model that you either devised or were evaluating should be. So try and get that started straight away. The next thing that I would like to say would be this whole report was about evaluation. It's not about description. So don't describe to me, for example, what one of the model looks like. That's why it's in the appendix. Refer to it, and actually highly evaluate what it is you're saying about the model. And of course, you have to use references to back that up. And one of the things that I would always say is as well, we've got some core readings here. It's a good idea to refer to them if you want to. But it's also a good idea to show that you've done further reading. In other words, if there's some aspects of it that you're more interested in than others, then it's perfectly acceptable to go and find some other sources that you can then use to back up your ideas about that. And another thing is, don't reference lectures. Although I do try and be as balanced as I can, and other people will be doing that when you get other lecturers as well. The one thing is, there's an awful lot of my own personal opinion and my own bias within that, and sometimes I do say things to try and get you thinking. So what you should be doing when I do that is actually to follow up on what I'm saying. You may agree or you may disagree, but go and find out a little bit more about it. So, as I said, well done. There's a lot of good work being done here. Remember that you've got two more of these to carry on with, and then there's going to be the final assessment as well, which does require you to put posts on the discussion board as well. So you might want to bear that in mind at present.